From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Jeez, what happened in the dairy? Given what we thought would happen and what happened, they're two different things.
Yeah, not entirely sure at this stage. Global dairy trade overnight, yeah, just to give you the rather ugly headline, global dairy trade index down 5%. Now, global dairy trade was celebrating its 10th birthday, actually, Mike, this week, and probably not the gift it was looking for. No. 10 years old. It's facilitated more than $22 billion worth of cumulative value of dairy products to buyers from over 80 countries over the last 10 years. And it's increased transparency in dairy pricing, so good on Fonterra for that. But, yeah, bit of a surprise result. Now, the dairy index was under a bit of pressure in late 2017, but it had recovered earlier this year, and it's been pretty stable. So this was a surprise. Look into the individual categories, you can see why the result was so weak. I mean, highlights, this won't take long. The buttermilk powder was up 6.4%. There you go. Butter itself was down 4%, cheddar down 4.3%. But if we look at the big product categories, skim milk powder rolled over 4.6%. Just to give it some context, this takes it back to the price we saw in April, but it's 6.7% off its highs since June, and weakness across all the delivery months. Whole milk powder, this is worse, it was down 7.3%, back to index level we saw in January. The near contract month, so deliveries in August, that was up marginally, but then material weakness, Mike, across all the other delivery months, ranging from, I'm just looking at now, 6.6% to almost a 12% fall in some delivery months. Look, Mike, milk production, it was higher in May. We had some pretty favourable autumn weather. But against this backdrop of, I suppose, increased global trade tensions, that did lend sort of some uncertainty to this GDT outcome. I think we've got to have a look at this in a little bit more depth, work out which buyers were there, which buyers weren't there. But I think it's going to be met with a little bit of concern. It's not a trend yet. It's only one outcome, but it's not good.
No, it is not good. Speaking of things that aren't good, yet another business opinion survey that tells us we're heading the wrong way.
Well, and events like last night's auction aren't going to help confidence either. So NZIER, this is the quarterly survey of business opinion. We were looking to see whether or not this supported a trend we'd see in the ANZ monthly numbers, and the answer is yes. Seasonally adjusted, 19% of firms surveyed expect economic conditions to deteriorate over the coming months. That has increased it compared to 10% the prior quarter. So that's not good. It is the lowest reading since May 2011. That's 7 years ago. And we were just then recovering, or getting our mojo back after the GFC. But Mike, now you can discount business confidence correlation to GDP. But if you look at firms' own trading, that is a measure that does give us a bit more of a read on GDP growth. 13% are anticipating more demand in the next quarter. That's fallen as well. It was 16% the previous quarter. You can't discount that. That is real. That's the lowest we've seen since March 2013. So it's suggesting lower GDP growth. Regional level, Taranaki, Otago, Blenheim, they're particularly in the dumps. Retail sector. The retail sector has got its lowest confidence since 2009. So look, Mike, we have a confidence issue here. You can debate the impact of that. But unfortunately, there's another takeaway from this result that's more concrete. Profitability, it's weak. 16% report a lower earnings. That's a change from 7% report lower earnings in the previous quarter. So that is real. That's not just about outlook. That's real.
And that's tax.
Yep. And look, within the detail, Mike, of this report, there are some mixed messages. But at a headline level, you've got definite warning signs. So you've got slowing growth. You've got possibly inflationary measures. That's not a good mix. Now, we are going to get a boost from the government fiscal policy that will put more money in people's pockets. You will potentially get a building boost from KiwiBuild if we get the houses built. But it wouldn't hurt to acknowledge the fact that there's potential for this to translate into real outcomes if we don't get this confidence back up.
Well said. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 24,174, down 132 or 0.5%. S&P 500, 2713, also down about 0.5%. NASDAQ, down 65,75.02, so US market's a bit weaker. FTSE 100, 7593, they're up 45. Nikkei, 21785, down small. Shanghai Composite, up small, 2786. The ASX 200, up 32 yesterday at 6210. New Zealand market, great day yesterday, up 111 points, 1.24%. Big jump from EBOS, did a great big deal with Chemist Warehouse over in the Australia. The NZX 50, 9053. Good day. Big tick for the New Zealand market. New Zealand dollar has recovered, 0.6752 against the US, 0.9148 against the Aussie, 0.5791 euro, 0.5123 pounds, 74.61 yen. Gold trading at $1,253. Brent crude, $77.33.
Beautiful, mate. See you tomorrow. Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.